Well, the month of June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and that is the topic we wanted to visit about here this morning. Lauren Livingston joins us this morning. She's Director of Communications with the Alzheimer's Association Iowa Chapter. Good morning, Lauren. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, as I mentioned up front, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. We talk a lot about dementia and those different types of afflictions. Fortunately, it seems like the discussion is turning more positive all the time.
Yes, that's right. It's been really exciting, especially in the last couple of years. There's been two new treatments that have been approved by the FDA that slow the progression of the disease, and there's never been any treatments that have been able to do that before and really treat the disease itself. So it's really exciting, and there's even more treatments on the horizon, too, that are going through clinical trials right now that are showing great promise. So there's a little bit more hope now in Alzheimer's dementia than there ever has been, and people living with it and their families are feeling much better about that situation.
Yeah, we went for the longest time kind of feeling like there was not much we could do about it except try to make those around us more comfortable. But it seems like all of a sudden we've got all these opportunities out there. Why is that? Have we stepped up our research?
Yeah, actually over the last 10 to 15 years, the National Institutes of Health, so the federal government, has been investing so much more into research for Alzheimer's and dementia. And that's thanks in large part to the Alzheimer's Association advocates across the United States who have really been making their voices heard that we need more money for research. And so now every year the NIH is spending about $3.7 billion on Alzheimer's and dementia research. And that is up a huge amount from, I think, about 2012 when it was in just the hundreds of millions of dollars. So a lot more is going into research. The Alzheimer's Association as well has stepped up and been donating more and more to research every single year as well. So it's exciting to see those resources going into such a good cause.
Sure. Well, and it's easy to justify that type of dollar because there are a lot of numbers that back that up. Unfortunately, there are a lot of folks that do have to suffer with this affliction.
Yes, nationwide, there's over 6.7 million people living with the disease. And just right here in Iowa, even, there are 66,000 people living with it. And of course, you have to think about their families, too, who are caring for their loved ones. Sometimes they have to quit their jobs to be able to stay home and care for them. And in Iowa, there's almost 100,000 caregivers who are unpaid caring for their loved one at home.
And that's the other side of that coin, too. It's not just the person who is afflicted with this particular issue. It's those around that try so desperately hard to help as best they can, and sometimes it's a task.
Yeah, they put in so many hours, and oftentimes, too, we're seeing a lot more caregivers who are in that what's called sandwich generation. So not only are they caring for maybe their parents who are living with the disease, but they still have kids at home to care for, too. So it puts a large burden on them. It's a lot of time, and it can take a physical and mental toll on the caregiver, too.
Absolutely. Well, early detection, just like anything else, whether we're talking about heart issues, lung issues, cancer, I mean, anything, early detection is always a big deal, and it works with the same with Alzheimer's.
Yes, absolutely, especially now that we're seeing these new treatments come and be more available. The treatments that are out right now are for those living with early Alzheimer's disease. So that's why right now in particular, that early diagnosis is so important. So you could be eligible for those treatments if they seem right for you after you talk with your doctor. But not even just for treatments. It can give you more time to plan with your family for future care and really set up what that will look like, get your finances in order, your wishes for care in the future. You can also have the opportunity to participate in clinical trials. The Alzheimer's Association has a website called Trial Match, and you can go in and put in your information, and it will let you know what clinical trials are out there that you might be eligible to participate in. So there's lots of benefits to knowing ahead of time. That's one thing we hear from people a lot is that they think that, well, what's the point of getting a diagnosis if there's no cure yet? But there's many reasons to still get that diagnosis.
Yeah, there are many reasons. And the earlier the diagnosis, the earlier we detect those things, there are just so many more benefits, more than just the medical benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cost savings, too, the Alzheimer's is the most costly disease in the United States, if you think about it from the unpaid care perspective, and also the cost of putting your loved one potentially in a care facility that costs so much money. It can really drain the finances in a family. So if you're able to plan ahead of time, you'll be able to set yourself up potentially to stay at home longer too and save more money that way.
Lauren, how do you start that conversation? Early detection sounds great, but you know, Alzheimer's for many, it kind of sneaks up on them slowly. It's a difficult subject to bring up for a lot of different reasons. How do you start the conversation?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's still definitely a stigma around the disease. Even now, even though it's being talked about a lot more, it can still be an uncomfortable situation. The Alzheimer's Association has some really great education programs that I would recommend. There's one in particular called Dementia Conversations, and it goes through a whole hour long talking about how to broach that subject with your family member who you might be seeing signs of memory loss. And one of the tips that I thought was pretty useful was to not necessarily talk about it in terms of Alzheimer's or dementia, not use those terms, but just talk about it in their overall health, encouraging your loved one to go to the doctor for their overall health, not necessarily pinpointing just memory concerns.
How do we start that, though? I mean, is it just a simple matter of scheduling an appointment with your regular doctor and just kind of starting that conversation?
Yeah. Starting with your family doctor is a great place to start. There are, unfortunately, a lack of care providers, especially in the state of Iowa and our rural areas, who can diagnose Alzheimer's dementia. So it makes it more challenging in those areas, but you should be able to go in and talk to your family doctor. And even if they can't give you a diagnosis, they can hopefully refer you to someone in the area, or you may have to travel to talk to a neurologist or a gerontologist about it. But starting with your family doctor is absolutely the right place to go.
Yeah, we sometimes talk about, oh gosh, I don't remember where I put my keys, or you know, those types of things. Those aren't necessarily signs, but what types of things should we maybe look for if we're starting to be concerned?
Yeah, that's a great question too. Probably the number one thing you do think of is that memory loss, but it goes beyond just, like you said, losing your keys. It's forgetting things that maybe you've known your entire life, like how to use the microwave or how to use the washing machine or how to get back home from the grocery store if you've lived in your same home for years and years. So things like that, definitely you want to take a moment and think about that if you've been experiencing things like that more and more frequently. Another thing to watch out for in your loved ones is social isolation. If they're kind of pulling back, if they aren't having as many conversations at family gatherings or aren't even coming, that might show that they're kind of uncomfortable, that they're noticing signs in themselves and they're a little bit embarrassed about it.
Well, and while we have some great care facilities across the state of Iowa, there are still more and more of our elderly who are living longer in their homes. And in many cases, that means by themselves. So we need to be more vigilant.
Yes, definitely. If you have an older loved one living at home by themselves, definitely be sure to check in on them, even if it's not for Alzheimer's dementia reasons, but just for their overall health, and spending lots of time with them, paying attention to those little subtle changes you might see.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we talked about the money that's being spent on research up front. We talked a little bit about some of those new drugs and new treatments and things that are being made available. Is there a lot more on the horizon? I mean, do you feel like that we're really rolling in a positive direction and we should see so much more down the road?
Yes, definitely. There's another treatment, in fact, that I believe is coming into the final phases of the clinical trial that helps slow the progression as well. It's been showing really positive results and even more effective than the last two treatments that have been FDA approved. So hopefully we'll see that one, the final trial results show positive and have it come up for FDA approval as well. But beyond that, we're really excited. It seems like in the near future, there could even be a blood test that would help diagnose Alzheimer's dementia. And there's still a little bit of ways to go on getting that available and ready to go for the public and getting it approved by the FDA. But that's a really exciting thing that could make diagnosis so much more accessible for people.
Well, we all know how fast time disappears on us, especially as we start to get a little bit older. And it's amazing how you just blink your eyes and all of a sudden we go from zero to all of these opportunities out there. It's just amazing the progress we've made.
Yes, it is. It's just in the last 20 years, it seems like there was no progress. And just in the last, you know, 2, 3, 4, it's been incredible progress. So hopefully we'll see that even tenfold in the next few years.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that's good. And a lot of that has to do with the education and not just the research, the education, the information sharing that like we're doing right now, getting people to be more aware.
Yeah, that's right. It's knowing more about the disease, knowing what to look for is just going to help with knowing more about the disease in general, if your loved ones are able to, or you are able to get a diagnosis earlier, that just gives, you know, more information across the board of what to look for, and giving more information for research. And so it's early diagnosis is very important, and it's an exciting time in the disease, even though it's kind of a sad disease, and exciting to see that hope.
Well, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and we've been visiting with Lauren Livingston, who's the Director of Communications for Alzheimer's Association Iowa Chapter. Lauren, if folks would like to learn more, find out more information, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can go to our website at alz.org/Iowa. You can find all the resources, education programs. You can find out how to volunteer if you're interested, or you can call our 24/7 helpline at 800-272-3900.
Very good. Lauren, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.